So it must promote the development. That was the third point Dr. Ambedkar, I would like to mention. So self-development and the individual growth should be the priority, and thus the society. So worldly waves influence our mind. So Dhamma should provide the self-development irrespective of worldly waves. We are generally the victim of the worldly waves, so much developments, technologies, and we are so insensitive toward the ecology, nature. So individual growth and social upliftment should be on the priority, and cultivating mind and awareness should be the goal of the Dhamma. And that's why Dr. Ambedkar says recognition of the mind as the center of everything. Mind precedes the things, dominates them, creates them. If mind is comprehended, all the things are comprehended. Mind is the leader of all its faculties. Mind is the chief of all its faculties. So cultivating mind should be on priority. So Buddha represents what we can be and how we can be. It promotes individual freedom, total freedom, and the end of our suffering forever. So that's how I would like to submit that we say Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, Saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. So Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi is a transforming self. So transforming our own mind and sharing the wisdom and compassion. Dhamma is transforming the attitude towards the others. That is the Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. And the Saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi is the transforming the world around us, transforming the society, and to be the sensitive for the others. That's how Dr. Ambedkar's vision for the society. And at last, I would like to submit with his own idea of the Prabuddha society. Prabuddha is a Marathi word he used often, and he also ran his last magazine, Prabuddha Bharat. It should be translated in English as Enlightened India, but it's not Enlightened India in modern or postmodern academic sense, but enlightened what we understand from Buddha's own enlightenment. So Baba Sahib gives that idea of an ideal society to India as a Prabuddha Bharat. So based on Maitri, based on Shila, based on Karuna, based on liberty, equality, and fraternity. So my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to really express my views. Baba Sahib's vision is not only for a Prabuddha Bharat or Prabuddha India, but it's for the Prabuddha world. It's a wonderful world. These are the benefits. And millions of people transform their own attitude towards others and infuse a new life, new identity, create a new self, new culture. There's a Buddhist culture to live their new life with a human dignity. So that's how his great act of conversion was benefited to millions of his followers, and still today every state following this inspiration, and they are trying to transform their life from old way of relating to each other by caste. They are trying to relate each other with a Shila.